Bishops of the Serbian Orthodox Church have elected a new leader. 80-year-old Bishop Irinej Gavrilović is Serbia's 45th patriarch and the successor to Patriarch Pavle, who died last November at the age of 95.
In a statement following his election, he said he will carry the burden and all the difficulties of his overwhelming duty together with fellow bishops. The vote was conducted by the church's highest body, the Holy Assembly of Bishops.
To find out more about the new leader of the 7 million Serbian Orthodox faithful, we spoke to Felix Corley, head of news services at Forum 18.
He's really lived through so many upheavals throughout his life. He was born in what was the Kingdom of Serbia, but he's served in what is now Kosovo, a state which the Serbian Orthodox Church and the Serbian state do not recognize. He studied in Greece with the World Council of Churches scholarship in his time. He'd also been in a monastery in what is now the independent state of Montenegro. Obviously, he's lived through the communist period as well, the Nazi occupation before that, and the post-communist turmoil, Milosevic's regime. He's lived through the Balkan Wars, obviously the more recent conflict over Kosovo. He's probably not the most high profile of the candidates who could have been chosen. Now, quite interestingly, the Serbian Orthodox Church since 1967 has used what they call the apostolic choice, i.e. the three main candidates who've been agreed by all the bishops of the church as the three sort of top-ranking candidates. Their names are put into an envelope into separate envelopes inside a copy of the Bible, and they are actually chosen by a monk by lot. This has really today come up really with an unexpected choice. He's probably the least likely of the three to have won election in a ballot, a direct ballot of all the voters. Now, Bishop Irinej of Niš, you know, he will have to take forward the church trying to redefine its role in the new Serbia.